Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Saturday, September 18th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Under heavy security, children in Beslan, Russia, returned to school this week. Fear continues to plague many in the wake of the school massacre by Chechen terrorists earlier this month. Bob Hoskins is the founder and president of Book of Hope. Hoskins says many Russians there are asking questions.
Well, that's why we've sent a team down there, and they're down there with the book now. They are ministering to all of these people that are so distraught and devastated by the loss of life and the incredible trauma that they've gone through.
The Book of Hope tells the story of Christ in more than 65 languages, including Russian. Pray that this tragedy won't hamper their work in Russian schools. Next, attackers recently raided and destroyed a church in Nepal. It happens at a time when the church has seen rapid growth. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports that no one was actually hurt in the attack, but Christians in the area are shaken. Church leaders hope to come to an agreement with those responsible for the attack. Tensions have risen in Nepal since the execution of 12 Nepalese citizens by Islamic militants in Iraq. Pray for the believers in Nepal as they face threats and uncertainty about the future. And finally, global advances challenging Christians around the world to act on the vision to fulfill the Great Commission. GAM's David Shipley shared his thoughts in A Force in the Earth. The book could serve as a textbook for the role of the church in global missions.
God's overarching passion is to ensure that his son is known and followed by all of the peoples of the earth. And when we align our hearts with the heart of God, suddenly all of the loose ends of the Christian life begin to gel into this singular purpose of the glory of God and the extension of his love and the gospel to the ends of the earth.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term missions trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the Short-Term Missions Database logo on the left, where you can find out about various mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.